Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's anniversary sale with Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
All righty, hour number two of our radio program. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. NC State head coach Kevin Keats going to stop by 20 minutes from now. His team won 5 games in 5 days to get into the NCAA tournament, winning the ACC tournament. And last night, as at 11, they did take care of business up against number 6, Texas Tech. And we got Oakland and NC State coming up tomorrow evening. Who would have thought that? By the way, the head coach of Oakland, after their great upset against John Calipari in Kentucky, Greg Campy, is going to join us an hour from now at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. Earlier today, Northwestern came back after blowing the game, after having the lead. Then they had to come back. They got the game to overtime, and in overtime, they took care of business against Dusty May's FAU squad. Ryan Langborg, who was of Princeton last year and made it all the way to the Sweet 16. He is now on that Northwestern basketball team. He had 27 points in the game, and they did take care of business against the Owls of FAU by a score of 77-65. Scott Drew's Baylor Bears dominated Colgate today, 92-67. San Diego State, we just had a final. Got a little scary up against UAB in a 5-12 game, but San Diego State, it was in the championship game a year ago, they advanced to the round of 32, taking care of UAB by a final score of 69-65. And we have 3 other games in play. Marquette, we told you they trailed at halftime, 43-36. Tyler Kolick back for them, 18 points, 6 rebounds, 10 assists. They have pulled away Marquette from Western Kentucky with 2:04 remaining. Marquette's up 84-67. So we'll see Shaka Smart squad advancing to the next round. Clemson and New Mexico. New Mexico, coached by Richard Pitino, the Lobos, they were a very trendy upset pick. You got 90 seconds left here in the first half. Clemson is up by 10. They were up by a lot more earlier. So maybe you have a little life here and a little momentum carry over into half number two for New Mexico. If not, Clemson will advance to the rounds of 32. And oh my, UConn and Stetson. Now, we all knew this was going to be ugly, and I've compared UConn to, I want to say it was the 2017 Villanova team, whatever it was, the second Villanova team that ended up winning a national championship. They're third in the program, but second under Jay Wright, where it was just a question of, regardless of what the draw was, would there ever be a close game? And when you look back at that second Villanova team, 87-61 against Radford, they beat Alabama 81-58. They beat West Virginia 90-78. They beat Texas Tech 71-59. They beat Kansas 95-79. And they beat Michigan 79-62. I think UConn is going to go on one of those runs where they just bludgeon everybody in this NCAA tournament. And you take a look back at UConn right now. Can we just throw in the towel here? I understand, right? It's a dream to play in March Madness. But right now, this is 46-13. UConn is up 46-13 against Stetson with 2:37 to go. Now, here's the one positive that I could give Stetson. Virginia the other night in the playing game only had 14 points at half. You go get another bucket, at least you won't be Virginia with Tony Bennett's squad. So that just, once again, encapsulates how bad of an effort and how lethargic Virginia was the other night. But you feel bad. Like, if I'm Danny Hurley at halftime, I say we're putting in all the backups. I don't want to risk anyone getting hurt in this 1-16 game. Later today, you have Auburn and Yale, Bruce Pearl squad. You have Florida and Colorado, A&M Nebraska, where Trev Alberts, who used to play for the Nebraska football team, was their AD like a week ago, and now he's the AD of the Aggies of A&M. You have Vermont and Duke, Purdue Grambling, as we're all going to wait to see if Purdue could do what Virginia did after losing to a 16 seed, and they went on to win a national championship. We know Purdue lost last year to a 16 seed in Fairleigh Dickinson. You have Alabama Charleston, Houston Longwood, Wisconsin against JMU, Utah State TCU, St. Mary's Grand Canyon. That is the rest of today's college basketball slate. That Villanova team, by the way, that in 2017 won a championship. I always thought that was the year that they played Buddy Hield. That was actually the first championship where they just smoked Oklahoma 95-51. But that Nova team was just so dominant in the 2017-2018 season. And you look at those margin of victories once again, 87-61, 81-58, 90-78, 71-59, 95-79, and then 79-62. So you don't want to get delirious over just blowing out a 16 seed. Up until the last few years, you never really thought the 16 seed was ever going to win. But for UConn, the question just becomes, when do they get a game? And assuming UConn doesn't have the biggest choke job maybe of all time, they're in the round of 32. They'll go up against Northwestern. As much as Northwestern had a good performance today, I don't think UConn is losing to Northwestern. You have the possibility of the winner of, if Auburn takes care of business, if you get over San Diego State, Auburn-UConn could be a fun game. You know, Iowa State will get some love, maybe Illinois as well. But I do believe that UConn is going to breeze through this East region, even with how tough this East region is. Like, I thought out of all the one seeds, UConn got the toughest draw. They said, okay, you get the location, but we'll give you a tough draw where you have the SEC champion of Auburn in that region, the Big Ten champion of Illinois, and we know what Iowa State has been able to do this year as well. So that's an extremely on paper tough road, but I don't think it matters with the UConn Huskies. But then yet again, I also thought Kentucky, what an idiot I was going to the Final Four, was going to go to the championship game before UConn kicked their ass in the championship game. And Kentucky last night, that is as bad of a way that you could lose a game, I think, to kind of draw it up. Because it's one thing when you're up by a whole lot of points and then you choke the game away and you snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. But for Kentucky, you just had an Oakland team that played better than you. And still, with all that being said, in the final 5 minutes, the game was right there for the taking. And how many opportunities or how many moments, because with 10 minutes left, you felt like, all right, Oakland's got a chance here. You know, I even tweeted out, this is danger time for Kentucky, because I've been at these games before when it's a neutral site. And obviously, Kentucky's going to travel well because they have the big brand. But when you get into one of these buildings, like I was there when Florida Gulf Coast beat Georgetown. And Florida Gulf Coast, when you're up and like a fan base feels it, or a building feels it, when you have a lot of people that are neutral, when you get to the second half, that whole building starts to pull for Cinderella. And then the top dog feels like they're the hated team. And then they make mistakes and they do things that are uncharacteristic. And that's what you saw last night from Kentucky, getting stuffed by the rim, dribbling the ball off your shoe, passing the ball out of bounds. And that's just a miserable way to lose. And tip of the cap to Oakland, Greg Campy, their coach, going to join us coming up in about 50 minutes. But to lose that game for Kentucky, when you're big, bad Kentucky, and this is David and Goliath, and you simply just couldn't dunk a basketball, you couldn't dribble the basketball, you couldn't pass the basketball, it's almost like a spell. was cast on your team. And that's just really, really frustrating because there was a belief growing that Kentucky had a legit dominant team this year. And here they go once again. I think it's in the last 4 years they've won NCAA tournament win. They didn't make the tourney, lose to St. Peter's, get to around 32, and then last night you lose to Oakland. And also, let me get to the Kansas game too, Kansas-Samford. So Kansas-Samford, a lot of people trendy pick. Let me pick Samford. Kansas had their leading scorer, McCullough Jr., out for the year. So people are like, all right, let me go Samford. And I was like, nah, I'm going to still pick Kansas. I took Kansas in the game last night. And Kansas early was just dominating them. And then you have this great potential comeback of Samford. And late in the game, you have a Kansas player driving, and it was a great, and I mean a great, chase down block. And the referees called a foul. And when that happened, I'm like, all right, let me see the replay. And when you see the replay, AJ Staden McCray of Samford made an unbelievable hustle play. Like, I'm not directly comparing it to Tayshaun Prince. Right? I'm not comparing it to block by James. Right? I'm not doing that. But when you just look at the play without knowing like any of the moment of the magnitude, that AJ Staden McCray block was phenomenal. And Kansas at the time was up by one. They're up by one. So you make the block there, they call it a foul, you go to the free throw line, and it makes it difficult to come on back, especially with how late in the game was. And here's the crazy part. How many times when you watch a college basketball game, and this is not a how many times to reference the past, let's just do last night with Kansas and Samford. How many pointless, unnecessary, slow reviews do they give you in college basketball? You know, when I watch the NBA, when I watch college basketball, it is infuriating as a consumer of the product how many pointless reviews there are. And it's one thing to have a pointless review, but it's another thing to have a pointless review that takes 3 hours to give us an outcome. And the one time we want a review to overturn a call of an egregious foul call that should not have been called, and it was a block, Samford can't do it. And I give credit to John Fanta, who I think is one of the best people covering college basketball today. He is phenomenal. We'll get him on at some point next week. Fanta always joins us during this time of the year, not only one time, multiple times during the NCAA tournament. And Fanta tweeted this out. He said, we have to have a coach's challenge in college basketball. And he's spot on. You need the checks and balances there. I'm not even slamming the officials, right? It's a bad call. It's brutal. It's putrid. But it's so bang, bang. And yes, I get it. That's their profession. You should be in the NCAA tournament at the top of your profession, and you shouldn't make a mistake like that. You shouldn't. But when you do make a mistake like that, I need a checks and balance system in place. And I'm not saying review every foul. I'm not saying review every controversial call. But give a coach the ability to have one challenge. And if you win the challenge, you get to keep the challenge. And you could keep on keeping that challenge until you lose a challenge. That's how I do it. And if the Samford coach last night had an ability to challenge that horse crap call, gets overturned, Samford gets the ball back, and maybe they end up winning the game. You know, or maybe Kansas still retains the basketball because it's a block and it's off Samford and it goes out of bounds. But still, that's got to get reversed. That's got to get change. Because to put that kid on the charity stripe last night, it just stinks. And I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, the fix is in. Oh, it's the big brand of Kansas. Like, I'm not one of those people. I'm not. Never have. Never will be. But it is just unfortunate when you had a game that was a blowout, and then it gets good, and then it gets close, and then you want the kids to determine the game. And I'm not saying don't call things when they're legitimately called. But when you call a foul that was a all-hustle, great block, and the replay doesn't give you any wiggle room, Like, when you look at the replay, I was watching this game last night. I'm on my couch. And at first, like, okay, you see it, and I go, okay, was there contact? Like, I didn't know, to be fair. And then when they show the replay, I, like, jumped off my couch. I'm like, oh, no! Because you just hate to see a game impacted by the Zebras. And you hate this, and I love hustle plays like that. And you hate to see a great hustle play, and you make the play, you execute, you make a great block, and then it's, oh, there was a foul. Oh, it was a foul. No, it wasn't a foul. And that just drove me bonkers last night. So instead of just screaming, bitching, and complaining, you got to advocate for change and give the coach a challenge. And if he uses the challenge earlier and he loses it and he didn't have it last night, then so be it. That happens. And you SOL. But, man, that's just really unfortunate. That's the word. It's really unfortunate. When you have this time of the year, you have so much emotion, so much fun, and Samford may not still have won the game. Remember, they were down by one at that point. But to have that game significantly impacted by the Zebras on a great hustle play made me sick last night. Made me sick last night, Samter, where sometimes you watch a game, and I had no dog in the fight. Like, I don't give a rat's ass, honestly, if Kansas wins or if Samford wins. But there's some games that just keep you up. And that delayed my bedtime last night because I'm sitting there. And I was all like jacked up. You know, my blood pressure was going 1,000 miles an hour. My heart was racing because I go, oh, you just hate to see highway robbery like that. I didn't get to bed last night till like 2:30 in the morning. I was watching all these games, having fun. It was great. You know, last night, got out of work. What did I have for dinner last night? I'm trying to remember. I don't even remember what I had for dinner. But I ended up getting, I had grilled chicken. Bacon, lettuce, and tomato. It was really, really good. Got it from local diner. You know, poured myself a little cocktail as well. And I was watching the games, really enjoying myself. You know, just me, the couch, TV, and the basketball. And I was in heaven last night. But I couldn't go to sleep because of the fact of the way that game ended. Because it drives me nuts. As Emmett Smith said with us, makes me hot. Made me hot. To see the referees just impact the game like that.
It's so tough to do replay of fouls because then you're going down the slippery slope. I mean, that was so obvious, mm-hmm. right?
That's why one
replay, you're just like, I get it.
I'm not saying everything. Just give the coach a challenge. Because if we then start reviewing every foul,
right.
It becomes mundane and it's just so stupid.
And I feel like, you know, under X amount of time left in game, like there should just be automatic reviews, right? Like with... like a minute or 2 minutes left in the game, there should just be automatic reviews, kind of like the NFL does.
Where you could buzz in.
Yeah, forget about the coaches. It's just like, if there's an obvious play that needs to be reviewed, whether it's an out-of-bounds play or a foul, or like something that's not necessarily a subjective decision. If the guy's feet was outside of the circle, mm-hmm. so clearly it was a charge versus not whatever it is.
They review everything. That's why it's like it sucks when that's not reviewable.
Subjective plays are tough to call, but like that was so obvious that was clearly not a foul. But I don't even think it should be up to the coaches. I think that we have replay. If we can see it at home, then the ref should be able to see it as well.
It is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Kevin Keats, his team didn't get screwed last night. His team was awesome from start to finish. NC State taking care of Texas Tech. Not only that, before that, they won the ACC tournament. They were not going to be an NCAA tournament team. You win 5 games in 5 days, and you're dancing on to the big dance. And now you're going to play for a spot in the Sweet 16 tomorrow evening up against Oakland. Just how we all drew it up, right? NC State and Oakland. All right? Everyone had that. You know, you want to know something? I know we got to get to the coach, and we'll take a break. You want to know the one person here at CBS Sports Radio that had Oakland? One person had them going to the Elite Eight. It was no other than Hot Take Hickey. Finally, a blind squirrel found a nut because he's wrong on everything. Everything. Purdue fans have been dragging him. Bills fans have been dragging him. Everyone's been dragging him. And Hickey last night, I saw his bracket, had Oakland in the Elite Eight. He also picked McNeese to go to the Final Four, so let's not give him too much praise. But hey, it's better than this dope that ended up picking Kentucky to go to the championship game. Kevin Keats, head coach of the Wolfpack of NC State, joins us next. It's right here, Zach Gilb Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Mel, Bry here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey, if you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
We continue. It is the Zach Gilb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. The great story of the NC State Wolfpack will continue into the round of 32. The ACC champions last night did take care of business up against Texas Tech. And coming up tomorrow evening, they have a matchup, just like we all predicted, up against Oakland. Their head coach, NC State, is, of course, Kevin Keats. And he's kind enough to join us right now. Coach, congratulations. I would ask you how you're doing, but I think I know the answer to that one. So thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me on. And, man, I'm excited. I mean, it's no, you know, this is March Madness. You get a chance to play against a good, really good Texas Tech team, and you win, and you survive in advance. So I'm in a really good mood today.
Yeah, I could only imagine. You know, I'll start you off with a very simple question. We know that you guys were 17-14 before the ACC tournament. You win 5 games in 5 days. And then last night, as an 11 seed, you take down 6th-ranked Texas Tech in that tourney. Just what the heck has gotten into you guys lately? Because this has been a magical run.
Well, I think we woke up. And here's our biggest thing is when we went through our ACC schedule, we finished 9-11 in the conference and did some really good things, but we felt like the games that we didn't win was more about what we didn't do opposed to what the other team did. So we started, you know, one of the things we started off when we went to the ACC tournament was, hey, let's see if we can limit our mistakes. Let's clean up some things we didn't do well. And that formula has really paid off for us. Our guys have been really locked in the scout reports, both offensively and defensively, and it's helped us play really well down the stretch.
It's one thing to think that you guys can play better, but to see it actually speak it into existence and have it be replicated onto the court and see those improvements, is it just really satisfying to you individually knowing that you guys thought you were capable of playing this way, and with your backs up against the wall, with everyone counting you out, you guys were able to display that?
Well, I think that's part of our deal is, we completely locked in and, you know, it becomes a point in every season that a team has to decide which direction they wanted to go. And, you know, we got towards the end of February, beginning of March, and we wanted to keep playing and we wanted to play meaningful basketball. And I think our veteran guys, took over in the locker room, started leading some of the younger guys, and you know, one thing led after another, and we started playing well together. And all of our previous games, we would have one or two guys play well and never have three or four. And lately, we've been able to stack it where we've got three or four guys who's playing really good basketball. And that's really helped us win games.
Coach Kevin Keats here with us. They're off to the round of 32, the head coach of the NC State Wolfpack. You know, when you win 5 games in 5 days and you go through that gauntlet and you win the ACC, people were wondering how much legs your guys would have left. Why was your team not only ready for the challenge last night, but really played a well-rounded game for all 40 minutes?
You know, that's a great question. You know, and everybody kept saying that at what point, and this, I'm talking about the ACC tournament, well, we're going to run out of energy. And it's weird because even those five games, and then you had the Texas Tech game, we got stronger in the second half. And I think that's a lot to do with our, you know, conditioning program early on in the year. You know, we're a pressing and running team. And, you know, I know a lot of people talk about March, but our team's in great shape, and that's a lot of credit to those guys.
Hey, when your team's hot, you guys are hot, and it gives you a new sense of confidence. I saw your tweet after the ACC championship game that you guys won, that you knew your guys were ready to go when you looked them in their eyes right before the game. Does this team just look different to you? Do you feel that this group has a newfound confidence?
Well, we look, feel, and sound like a connected bunch. And I think that's one of the things that's really been special about these group of guys. Like, I've seen them grow throughout the entire year. I've seen the leadership become a very important part of who they are. You know, I've seen them play really good basketball. And it's no more, you know, when you take some transfers at the beginning, it's more about an individual playing well opposed to a group. And we're at the point where everybody's happy for everyone's success.
This time of the year, Coach Kevin Keats, I love big personalities, and I love to see players get their shine. To see that building last night really support DJ Burns and him become a fan favorite overnight, what did that mean to you personally?
Well, it's funny because everybody in Raleigh and North Carolina knows about DJ Burns, and he grew up in South Carolina, so they know about him. I think, you know, last night the national audience had a chance to really, you know, learn about him. He's talented. He can score the basketball. He can pass the basketball. Really a tough matchup. And, you know, I think what one of the things that make him special, he's got a tremendous personality. And I think that spreads through our entire team. And he showed great leadership through this run. And, you know, he's a fun guy to coach. He makes me look good now. I'm like a throwback coach now. I will throw that ball inside to him, and he can score that basket.
How'd this ice cream tradition start? I saw on the broadcast last night, Evan Washburn from CBS was saying that after every win, the group gets some ice cream, and the big fellow was eating some ice cream last night.
Well, it's only road win. So, you know, I'll try to make this quick as I can. When I took over UNCW, UNC Wilmington about 10 years ago, they hadn't won a road game in so long. And the first time we won our road game in my first year, they were all looking around and didn't know what to do. And I started this tradition that on every road win, neutral or at a road site, and we win, we get ice cream. And I kind of took it from UNC Wilmington into NC State, and it's become a big thing then for us.
Everyone loves a good bowl of ice cream, so I absolutely love that story. Kevin Keats here with us for a few more minutes on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. NC State, ACC champs, and we know they did get a victory last night up against Texas Tech, beating them by double digits. They'll have Oakland coming up tomorrow evening. Getting back to DJ, though, he's a transfer. We know how big the transfer portal's been. He came to you guys a few years ago coming over from Winthrop. What do you remember the first time you got a chance to meet DJ Burns?
Well, I just remember, you know, a great personality, you know, someone, a young man who wanted to display his skills at the highest level. You know, he'd done pretty much all he could do in the Big South. He was player of the year. But he also wanted to prove to himself and everyone else that he could play in the ACC and have the same type of impact that he had at the mid-major level. And you know, he was hungry, and I think it's paid off for him, and he's put the work in, and I'm just so happy to see him play well because he's proved a lot of people wrong. You know, people, hey, can't move, he's not good enough, you know, can't do this, not athletic enough, and, I mean, he's become one of the better post guys in the country.
Let me ask you about Ben Middlebrooks. He was on fire last night with 21 points, averages just under 6 points a game. Did you know he was capable of that performance last night? And when you walk off the court and you know what he did, just how did you process that performance?
Well, I'm happy for Ben because this is a Ben that we've been waiting on, you know, can shoot it outside, can put the ball on the floor. I think, you know, last night we needed him and he played with it, tremendous confidence. And yeah, he's a guy that can do a little bit of everything. And we've been waiting, you know, he's shown flashes of this and every now and then he would have a good game, but nothing like last night. I think it was his career high. He was tremendous. It was even hard to keep him off the floor last night.
So just as we predicted, right, NC State up against Oakland, when you do the early scouting reports and you take a look at this Oakland team and the great story last night taking down Kentucky, just what's your first thought about the way that they play basketball?
Well, they're good. And if the first time that you've seen an Oakland team, well-coached, they're good, and they've always been good. You look back throughout the years, they've had some big-time wins and everything else. And, you know, I know what stands out is a young man was 10 for 20 from three, and he had an incredible night. But there's so much more than just him. They've got a complete team. They got inside. They got outside. It's a really good basketball. And I think one of the mistakes people make when they're playing teams like Oakland, they look at the name, they look at the conference. And when you get to March Madness, doesn't matter what your name is, doesn't matter what conference you play, because they're really good players at every school.
Last thing I'll ask you, Coach Kevin Keats, when you go on a run like this, I know coaches are so wired where it's from game to game and you got to get ready for the next opponent. You don't want to get too high. You don't want to get too low. When you take a deep breath and just look back at what this last week has been, just how do you kind of process it and describe it?
Well, it's unbelievable. And I told the guys today that I become a fan, and the growth of this team and the maturity of the team. And every coach wants to be playing well at the end. And this team really has. If you think about, you know, I don't know that anybody in a long, long time will ever, you know, go into the ACC tournament and start on Tuesday and finish up on Saturday. They win five in a row. And we've been able to take that momentum into the NCAA tournament. And it's been a very refreshing thing for me. I love our group. I love their dedication, how hard they work. And it's been fun to watch.
Well, Coach, it's been a heck of a story. Congratulations and good luck coming up tomorrow evening. Appreciate you giving us a few minutes today.
Hey, man, thanks for having me on.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Spring training is here, and the free Odyssey app has everything you need to get ready for opening day. In-depth team coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Exclusive interviews with players, managers, and MLB insiders. And podcasts dedicated to your favorite team. Listen live to the latest breaking news from around the league. Or choose from a list of topics and listen on demand. Baseball lives right here on the free Odyssey app.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
All right, let's start things off with college football analyst Joel Klatt. He was hosting his own show, the Joel Klatt Show, and he talked about potentially the Dolphins drafting a quarterback and moving on from Tua Tagovailoa, who's in the final year of his contract.
Tua does not have a deal, and to me, that's telling. The way I view Tua and Mike McDaniel's offense is that it's not the right offense for him. This is not an indictment on Tua in the NFL as much as it is fit. I keep saying that. And when you watch Miami, what they really do, What they need is a guy that throws on time with great leverage and accuracy down the field. And there just so happens to be a guy that that is his best attribute sitting there available, and that's Michael Penix.
I'm not saying Clad is wrong, because I don't believe he is wrong. But I don't think the Dolphins end up doing it. And here is why. This regime with Mike McDaniel, which also incorporates and includes Chris Greer, the general manager, they're going to live and die with Tua Tagovailoa. And they have been so loyal the last 2 years to Tua because Brian Flores didn't like Tua Tagovailoa. So you're sitting there at 21 in the draft. Even if Penix is there at 21, I don't think the Dolphins are going to take him. And Penix with the Dolphins, man, seeing what he did with those two wide receivers at Washington, and then you get Tyreek Hill, and you also get Jaylen Waddle, and you know the deep ball accuracy that Penix has. I understand the point. I would just be legitimately shocked if in the first round of the draft, the Dolphins end up taking a quarterback, because it would go against everything that they've done to support Tua. And Tua was good last year. Tua was fine. I don't think he was great. I don't think you win a Super Bowl with Tua Tagovailoa, but I'd be very surprised if that's what they end up doing. Let's go to Dan Orlovsky. We go from Tua in the final year of his deal to Dak Prescott in the final year of his deal. Dan Orlovsky at ESPN said the Cowboys should have moved on from Dak after the playoff performance against the Green Bay Packers.
I said it the day after the Green Bay game. I would have moved on from everyone, though. I mean, you at some point, you realize this version is as good as we are going to be. And part of it was knowing what was down the line financially. Part of it was knowing, understanding the $60 million cap hit. And in sitting there going, okay, well, he's a good quarterback. He's had moments of really good quarterback play. But we, for some reason, as a team, can't get past who we have to get past to achieve the ultimate goal. If they were serious about winning Super Bowls, is there a way where they could have moved on from Mike McCarthy, traded Dak Prescott, regained assets, and built the football team up and maybe got a different player at quarterback that did different things in different situations, Brian? Like, I think that's the reality of who the Cowboys are. They've in many ways, peaked this version.
Once again, I don't think Dan Orlovsky's wrong, just like I don't think Joel Klatt is wrong. And we talked about this before. I've said it. The Cowboys should let this year ride out with Dak Prescott. The Dolphins should let this year ride out with Tua Tagovailoa and then go make that decision. So we haven't had a new contract issued to Tua. We haven't had a new contract issued yet to Dak. I know that they've restructured it slightly and it saved them $4 million in cap space this year. But I think both teams would be making a mistake given those extensions now. Go make them prove it this year, because both these teams have talented rosters, and don't triple down on your guy and make that evaluation after this season. And if you don't feel comfortable with them, then don't give them the contract and go find somebody else. Here's John Calipari, the head coach of Kentucky. Last 4 years, right? Not an attorney. You lose to St. Peter's. You only get to the round of 32. And then last night, they end up losing to Oakland. Here is Coach Cal in the heartbreaking loss.
You go through this, and I've been the ups and downs of this sport. But this one, I'm really hurting for them, because there's other years your team, you max out and you lose a game and you're like, geez, this team I really felt could have done so much more.
He's not wrong, right? Everyone thought that this team was going to do a lot. Everyone thought this team, or a lot of people thought this team, was poised to go make an Elite Eight, Final Four run, get to a championship game, especially when they were playing. But their freshmen, the two freshmen, didn't show up last night. And even with all the mistakes that they made, they were still right in that game with 5 minutes left. And Oakland's coach, actually, Greg Campy, is going to join us coming up in about 18 minutes from now, or 12 minutes from now, excuse me. And even with how his team shot the ball early, that game was right there in the balance late. And Kentucky dribbled the ball out of bounds, got stuffed at the rim, threw the ball out of bounds. Just inexcusable. And I would go as far to say this, and I love Coach Cal. I'm a huge fan of John Calipari. Always have, always will. I think his time should be up at Kentucky. I do. I think it's time to bring a new voice. I don't think he's won another national championship at Kentucky. I think you start a new era, but it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you $34 million. Don't tell me the buyout, though, because I'm not saying Jimbo Fisher had success at A&M, but we just saw what Jimbo Fisher got paid to not coach the team. We've seen what Ed Orgeron has got paid to not coach the team. I know it's a different sport, but it's in the same conferences with other big brands of those programs. Here is Coach Cal on the change of system that may need to be to Kentucky. A lot of one and dones. Now college basketball, get a little bit older with NIL. Does he have to change his ways to continue to maybe find some golden days still with this Kentucky program?
It's a good question. Like, I've done this with young teams my whole career, and it's going to be hard for me to change that because we've helped so many young people and their families that I don't see myself just saying, okay, we're not going to recruit freshmen. And so I'll look at other ways that we can do stuff.
He's not going to change. Like, we've seen how many coaches, I'm not saying Cal's resisted NIL and transfer portal, but we've seen how many older coaches or coaches that have had so much success refuse to change and go into retirement because they don't like NIL and the transfer portal. I think now he has got to this point where the one and done to be able to go in and deliver and saying, you come to me, you go to the NBA, you got 2-3 contracts, all that stuff. You're 1 year in college. It makes sense to start to change that. But when you're so used to a well-oiled machine, and I know now the machine has some leaks in it and some cracks in it, but I don't think he's going to do a full fix. I think he's going to try to put a Band-Aid or maybe find a way to stop things from leaking shortly. I think it will be a half-assed fix, and that's why I think it's just better to fully get rid of him, even though he'll still have some good years left in the sport, and you go find a new guy to work the next decade, two decades of Kentucky basketball, and try to get this school back to being a championship contender. Here's Charles Barkley on CBS after the game on Kentucky and John Calipari.
At some point, they got to make a deep run. They can't keep getting upset. I mean, they're the University of Kentucky. They're one of the greatest programs in history. And Cal is a terrific coach and a good friend. But at some point, he can't keep living off what happened during the Anthony Davis era. He got to go deep in this tournament at some point.
He's exactly right. Like, take the COVID year out of it because no one was in the NCAA tournament. And you look at this team, and they would have been in it that year. They were 25-6. But then after that, they didn't make the NCAA tournament. Then you lose to St. Peter's in the first round at 215. You get to the second round last year, big whoop. And then last year, or this year, you lose the other night to Oakland. So it's unacceptable. Here is Bucky McMillan, the head coach of Samford, who his team got screwed at the end of the game. Kansas up by one, and one of their players made a great chase down, run down block, except the refs ended up calling a foul and it put Kansas at the line.
I have seen the play. I thought AJ made an incredible play on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not faulting the call. You know, some people can see it different ways. And at the end of the day, you know, AJ's recovery there, if there is no whistle, I'm not blaming the whistle, but there's no whistle, we're going to have a numbers advantage going the other way to advance to round two. That's how close the game was. You know, it is what it is.
It's a bad call. And I've talked about this earlier. I would have a coach's challenge there, at least one coach's challenge. So you have a checks and balance system to overturn it. They did not, and they review everything, but that's not reviewable with the current rules. Here's Paul Pierce on FS1, and he had something interesting to say about Steph Curry.
Steph's influence on the three in the NBA, there's been more 20-point comebacks in the league because teams are shooting the ball more from three. They're drafting players. They're signing players who... bigs who can shoot the three, and that's the influence that Steph has had on the game. Steph's influence, and hear me out, Steph's influence on the game of basketball, he's influenced NBA more than LeBron, one, Michael Jordan, and Kobe Bryant, because now I go to the gym. I watched the Celtics game last night. I think the first 10 shots were three-pointers. Everybody think they can be Steph. All the kids now around America believe they can be Steph. If you can shoot the three and you're about 6'2", 6'3", they know they can't be Jordan. They can't be LeBron. They can't be Kobe. They believe he's given his influence is so huge, you can believe you can become Steph and make it if you can knock down and catch fire from three.
It's partially right. I'm not saying that Steph's better than all the guys that he just listed. That's not what he's saying. He's talking about influence. If you want to say Steph has more influence in the game than LeBron, I could give you that. If you want to say Steph has more influence in the game than Kobe, I could give you that. And growing up as a kid, everyone would shoot, you know, crumbled up paper ball into the trash can and say, Kobe. Michael Jordan, I can't go there. I just can't. With the shoes and that impact and him being the greatest basketball player of all time, I can't go there with MJ. But to Paul Pierce's point, to something that all of us have said, the influence on the game, and you go into gyms now and everyone thinks they could stand 10 feet behind the three-point line, and it doesn't matter if you're 6'11 or if you're 5'6". People think they could go ball on a basketball court because of the smaller size of Steph Curry and the video game acrobatic style and the long distance range that he does have. Alrighty, we're coming on back. Oakland, so far, the story of the NCAA tournament, taking care of Blue Blood Kentucky last night. Head coach of Oakland, Greg Campy, joins us next.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.